Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak along with Tom Thayer, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com and our training camp breakdown. Last one of training camp. Boy, it went fast. Went fast, right? So today, a little bit of a change up, not on the grass fields, but on the new field turf here at the stadium at Olivet Nazarene University. So with a little weather this morning, want to have perfect conditions. But that's really the situation with a football team. You got to be ready for anything.
Well, they're fortunate to face the adversity but still come to a perfect field. They're going to get all the work they would do if they were on the multiple field surface. But here, it's, again, a training camp luxury.
And Ward Field surrounded by the fans, so they get to enjoy it as well. We're going to do something a little different today as opposed to one specific position battle. We're going to look at what Tom feels are three of the most important position battles left to be determined before the start of the regular season opener against the Buffalo Bills. We're going to rank them in order of significance. And ironically, all the concern about the defense, which still has to ferret itself out and work itself out over the course of these preseason games and the weeks leading up to the week one battle against the Bills, it's all offensive specific. Interesting. And we'll start with the backup quarterback position.
Well, there's a lot to be determined there, but again, there's a lot of positive signs. You saw some from the first preseason game. All four quarterbacks went in there and really accounted well for themselves. So now they're going to fill the plate a little bit more of the quarterbacks going into week two, three, and four. Give them a little bit more variety, a little bit more responsibilities at the line of scrimmage, and then it gives you a more quality evaluation. But you really got to be impressed with Coach Trestman, Matt Cavanaugh, and Aaron Cromer, what they're doing with the quarterback decision here. I don't think it's going to be an easy decision. Right now, Jordan Palmer and Jimmy Clausen both went into the game and did very well. David Fales, the rookie, you know, he accounted for himself too. But then again, I think as these preseason games gain a little bit more weight and a little bit more responsibility as far as game planning, multiple fronts of your opponent, I think everything will work itself out.
I joked with Jay Cutler yesterday off the practice field. I said, wow, this offense is so good that at any point you look up and, wow, you already have 400 yards of passing offense and nearly 500 yards of total offense against the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, on to our number two position battle, and it's the backup tight end position, and that is also keenly interesting because of what happened in that game against the Eagles. Zach Miller, many people don't maybe know much about him, but this is an athlete playing tight end right now, and he had a terrific game. Dante Rosario caught passes. Jerron Mastrud caught passes. You got Matthew Mulligan, who is a multi-dimensional tight end with a big, thick build to be a blocker. There's a lot here right now with Martellus Bennett.
Right, but if you remember in the post-game interview with Zach Zaman to Jordan Palmer, Jordan Palmer says, I know that this Zach Miller has talent. I know he can catch the ball. Maybe that's why he threw him a couple of difficult passes and he came up with a big catch. But it was the run after the catch that was most impressive by the tight ends this week. And I know there was a suspension of Martellus Bennett, but the tight end position really accounted well for themselves. Became very competitive not only in the week of practice, but in the game last week. So again, with the injury to Marquise Wilson, that second receiving tight end could be as big as any position out here. Because if that fourth receiver doesn't identify himself, they might insert a tight end.
And just so you know, Miller does have game experience. He's just had a lot of injuries in the course of his career. Came out running a 4.5 40. Not sure he's that fast now, but he runs hard after the catch, and he's got terrific body control, as you saw on those back shoulder throw touchdowns that he caught. That's not easy, twisting to take a bullet from Jay Cutler in the back of the end zone. That was a very difficult catch.
Yeah, it was, but I like the challenge of the quarterbacks to put it up there for the tight end to go out and make the catch. Even later in the game, Stroud had a big catch, lowered his shoulder, was able to convert it to a first down. That's what you need to see. Not only the big catch, but what are you willing to do when you're going to face a big collision? Are you going to lower your shoulder to get that first down? And that's what it was exciting to see the tight ends do.
All right, Tom, let's move on to our third key in terms of battles, and that's the offensive line.
The most important group of
right.
the team.
And I couldn't wait to see you talk about these guys because there's a lot of talent here. But numbers 6 and 7 on the depth chart are as important as the first five. You often hear about the swing tackle and the swing guard, that versatility that, and it applies to center as well. And there's plenty of versatility on this roster, but also a rash of some bumps and bruises. Nothing long-term significance, we hope, knock on wood. But you've had injuries, obviously, to Evan Britton with his hamstring. You have Brian De La Puente, who's going to be out a couple of weeks with a sprained MCL. You've got Jordan Mills working through a sore left foot, he says is only precautionary. And Kyle Long has had an ankle. So he's back and practicing. How does that shape up now with some young guys and some veterans in the mix?
Well, I think it really benefits the Bears offensive line coach Aaron Cromer and Pat Myers because it gives them the opportunity to expand the ability and the variety of positions that one guy will play. Michael Ola, for example, number 70. We've seen him take one-on-ones at practice at every position except for center. Then we've seen him in the game at right tackle, left tackle, and he can even play inside. So he's increasing his chances because he's a four-position player. But like you talked about, it's important to identify that backup center, because if you ever had an injury to Roberto Garza, someone's going to have to step in the position and not miss a beat with the quarterback. And you know how important that is. And Brian De La Puente, Taylor Boggs are fighting for the position.
Dylan Gandy,
yeah. But it is up to Aaron Cromer to find the sixth and seventh best, because you have such a limited roster on game day, and you can only active seven linemen.
All right, how about Charles Leno, the rookie out of Boise State, late-round pick? He is a left tackle.
He's interesting because I see Leno being a really well-defined left tackle. He's got a good balance, good hand placement, good punch. They might have discovered a guy late in the draft that plays the most difficult position in the offensive line, and Leno has done it well.
And Dennis Rowland brought in. He was on the Cincinnati Bengals, big guy, and he's definitely a right tackle, no question about it.
Right. But 6'10", 6'9", and a half, he overcomes a lot of maybe strength deficiencies with length attributes, and that's the way he's been able to play. But he's got to get more involved in the system, a better understanding of the system, so he plays stronger, faster, and better. And I think it's every one of these offensive linemen. But again, three more games to evaluate who's your sixth and seventh guy out of 10 or 11 guys out there. Right. That's a big job.
We haven't hit upon all of them. No disrespect to those other guys.
No, not
fighting
at all.
For the James Brown, Groy from Wisconsin, another guy they just brought in, Rob Turner. So a lot to discuss, a lot to work out. Nothing will be decided, certainly not after training camp ends this week. They still have practices at Hallis Hall to get ready for the regular season. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Hey, thanks for watching here on ChicagoBears.com.